Chris has paled.
Maybe we should call. Chris, man, come on.
Chris inches over and the two of them sit Devante up against the bed. His nose is swollen and bruised, and his upper lip has a nasty cut. Chris passes him the towel.
Dude, what happened? I walked into King's Fist, man. What you think happened? They jumped me.
I couldn't stop them, Kenya says, all stuffed up sounding like she's been crying. I'm so sorry, Devante.
This shit ain't your fault, Kenya, Devante says. Are you all right?
She sniffs and wipes her nose on her arm. I'm okay. He only pushed me. Seven's eyes flash.
Who pushed you? She tried to stop them from beating my ass, Devante says. King got mad and pushed her out the...
Seven marches to the door. I catch his arm and dig my feet into the carpet to keep him from moving, but he ends up pulling me with him. Kenya grabs his other arm. In this moment, he's our brother, not just mine or hers. Seven, no, I say. He tries to pull away, but my grip and Kenya's grip are steel. You go out there and you're dead. His jaw is hard. His shoulders are tense. His narrowed eyes are set on the doorway.
Let me go,
he says. Seven, I'm okay, I promise, Kenya says. But Star's right. We gotta get Vante out of here before they kill him. They just waiting for the sun to set.
He put his hands on you, Seven snarls. I said I wouldn't let that happen again.
We know, I say. But please don't go back there. I hate stopping him because I promise I want somebody to whoop King's ass. It can't be Seven. No way in hell. I can't lose him too. I'd never be normal again. He snatches away from us, and the sting that would usually come with that gesture is missing. I understand his frustration like it's mine. The back door squeaks and slams closed. Shit. We freeze. Feet thump against the floor, drawing nearer. Aisha appears in the doorway. Nobody speaks. She stares at us, sipping from a red plastic cup. Her lip is curled up slightly, and she takes her sweet time to speak, like she's getting a kick out of our fear. Chomping on some ice, she looks at Chris and says,
Who this little white boy y'all done brought up in my house?
Aisha smirks and eyes me.
I bet he yours, ain't he? That's what happens when you go to them white folks' schools.
She leans against the doorframe. Her gold bracelets jingle as she lifts her cup to her lips again.
I would have paid to see Maverick's face the day you brought this one home. Shit, I'm surprised Seven got a black girl.
At his name, Seven snaps out his trance.
Can you help us?
Help you? She echoes with a laugh. What? With Devante? What I look like helping him?
Mama.
Now I'm mama, she says. What happened to that Aisha shit from the other week, huh? Seven? See, baby, you don't know how the game work. Let mama explain something to you, okay? When Devante stole from King, he earned an ass whooping. He got one. Anybody who helps him is asking for it too, and they better be able to handle it.
She looks at me. That goes for dry snitches too. All it takes is her hollering for King. Her eyes flick toward the back door. The music and laughter rise in the air.
I tell y'all what, she says. And turns to us. Y'all better get Devante's sorry ass out my bedroom, bleeding on my carpet and shit. Ain't got the nerve to use one of my damn towels? Matter of fact, get him and that snitch out my house.
Seven says, What?
You deaf too? She says, I said, get them out my house and take your sisters.
What I gotta take them for?
Seven says,
Because I said so. Take them to your grandma's or something. I don't care. Get them out my face. I'm trying to get my party on. Shit.
When none of us move, she says,
go.
I'll get Lyric, Kenya says, and leaves. Chris and Seven each take one of Devante's hands and pull him up. Devante winces and cusses the whole way. Once on his feet, he bends over, holding his side, but slowly straightens up and takes steadying breaths. He nods,
I'm good. Just sore.
Hurry up, Aisha says. Damn, I'm tired of looking at y'all.
Seven's glare says what he doesn't. Devante insists he can walk, but Seven and Chris lend their shoulders for support anyway. Kenya's already at the front door with Lyric on her hip. I hold the door open for all of them and look toward the backyard.
Shit, King's rising off his throne.
Aisha goes out the back door, and she's in his face before he can fully stand up. She grabs his shoulders and guides him back down, whispering in his ear. He smiles widely and leans back into his chair. She turns around, so her back is to him, the view he really wants, and starts dancing. He smacks her ass. She looks my way. I doubt she can see me, but I don't think I'm one of the people she's trying to see anyway. They've gone to the car. Suddenly, I get it.
Star, come on,
Seven calls. I jump off the porch. Seven holds his seat forward for me and Chris to climb in the back with his sisters. Once we're in, he drives off.
We gotta get you to the hospital, Vante, he says.
Devante presses the towel against his nose and looks at the blood staining it.
I'll be all right, he says,
like that quick observation tells him what a doctor can't.
We lucky Aisha helped us, man, for real.
Seven snorts.
She wasn't helping us. Somebody could be bleeding to death and she would be more worried about her carpet and getting her party on.
My brother is smart. So smart that he's dumb. He's been hurt by his mama so much that when she does something right, he's blind to it. Seven, she did help us, I say. Think about it. Why did she tell you to take your sisters too?
'Cause she didn't want to be bothered, as always.
No, she knows King will go off when he sees Devante's gone, I say. If Kenya's not there, Lyric's not there, who do you think he's gonna take it out on? He says nothing. Then,
shit.
The car makes an abrupt stop, lurching us forward, then sideways as Seven makes a wide U-turn. He hits the gas and houses blur past us.
Seven, no, Kenya says. We can't go back.
I'm supposed to protect her.
No, you're not, I say. She's supposed to protect you, and she's trying to do that now. The car slows down. It comes to a complete stop a few houses away from Aisha's.
If he...
Seven swallows.
If she... He'll kill her.
He won't, Kenya says. She's lasted this long. Let her do this, Seven. A Tupac song on the radio makes up for our silence. He raps about how we gotta start making changes. Khalil was right. Pac's still relevant.
All right,
Seven says, and he makes another U-turn.
All right.
The song fades off.
This is the hottest station in the nation, Hot 105, the DJ says. If you're just tuning in, the grand jury has decided not to indict Officer Brian Cruz Jr. in the death of Khalil Harris. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Harris family. Stay safe out there, y'all.
23. It's a quiet ride to Seven's grandma's house. I told the truth. I did everything I was supposed to do, and it wasn't fucking good enough. Khalil's death wasn't horrible enough to be considered a crime. But damn, what about his life? He was once a walking, talking human being. He had family, he had friends. He had dreams. None of it fucking mattered. He was just a thug who deserved to die. Car horns honk around us. Drivers shout the decision to the rest of the neighborhood. Some kids around my age stand on top of a car as they shout, "Justice for Khalil!" Seven maneuvers around it all and parks in his grandma's driveway. He's silent and unmoving at first. Suddenly, he punches the steering wheel.
Fuck!
Devante shakes his head.
This is some bullshit.
Fuck!
Seven croaks. He covers his eyes and rocks back and forth.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
I want to cry too. Just can't.
I don't understand, Chris says. He killed Khalil. He should go to prison.
They never do, Kenya mutters. Seven hastily wipes his face.
Fuck this, Star. Whatever you want to do, I'm down. You want to burn some shit up, we'll burn some shit up. Give the word.
Dude, are you crazy?
Chris says. Seven turns around.
You don't get it, so shut up. Star, what you want to do?
Anything. Everything. Scream, cry, puke. Hit somebody, burn something, throw something. They gave me the hate, and now I want to fuck everybody, even if I'm not sure how. I want to do something, I say. Protest, riot, I don't care.
Riot?
Chris echoes.
Hell yeah. Devante gives me dap. That's what I'm talking about.
Star, think about this, Chris says. That won't solve anything.
And neither did talking, I snap. I did everything right, and it didn't make a fucking difference. I've gotten death threats, cops harassed my family, somebody shot into my house, all kinds of shit. And for what? Justice Khalil won't get? They don't give a fuck about us, so fine. I no longer give a fuck.
But,
Chris, I don't need you to agree. I say, my throat tight.
Just try to understand how I feel. Please.
He closes and opens his mouth a couple of times. No response. Seven gets out and holds his seat forward.
Come on, Lyric. Kenya, you staying here or you coming with us?
Staying, Kenya says, her eyes wet from earlier. In case Mama shows up. Seven nods heavily.
Good idea. She'll need somebody.
Lyric climbs off Kenya's lap and runs up the walkway. Kenya hesitates. She looks back at me. I'm sorry, Star, she says. This ain't right. She follows Lyric to the front door, and their grandma lets them inside. Seven returns to the driver's seat.
Chris, you want me to take you home? I'm staying,
Chris nods, as if he's settling with himself.
Yeah, I'm staying. You sure you up for this?
Devante asks.
It's gonna get wild out here.
I'm sure. He eyes me.
I want everyone to know that decision is bullshit.
He puts his hand on the seat with his palm facing up. I put my hand on his. Seven cranks up the car and backs out the driveway.
Somebody check Twitter, find out where everything's going down.
I got you. Devante holds up his phone.
Folks headed to Magnolia. That's where a lot of shit happened last.
He winces and grabs his side.
Are you up for this, Vante?
Chris asks. Devante straightens up.
Yeah. I got beat worse than this when I got initiated.
How'd they get you anyway? I ask.
Yeah, Uncle Carlo said you walked off, says Seven. That's a long-ass walk.
Man. Devante groans in that Devante way. I wanted to visit Dalvin, I
took the bus to the cemetery. I hate that he by himself in the garden. I didn't want him to be lonely, if that makes sense.
I try not to think about Khalil being alone in Garden Heights, now that Miss Rosalie and Cameron are going to New York with Miss Tammy, and I'm leaving too. It makes sense. Devante presses the towel against his nose and lip. The bleeding slacked up.
Before I could catch the bus back, King's boy snatched me up. I thought I'd be dead by now, for real.
Well, I'm glad you're not, Chris says. Gives me more time to beat you in Madden.
Devante smirks.
You a crazy-ass white boy if you think that's gonna happen.
Cars are up and down Magnolia like it's a Saturday morning and the dope boys are showing off. Music blasts, horns blare, people hang out car windows, stand on the hoods. The sidewalks are packed. It's hazy out, and flames lick the sky in the distance. I tell Seven to park at Just Us for Justice. The windows are boarded up, and Black Owned is spray-painted across them. Ms. Ofer said they would be leading protests around the city if the grand jury didn't indict. We head down the sidewalk, just walking with no particular place to go. It's more crowded than I realized. About half the neighborhood is out here. I throw my hoodie over my hair and keep my head down. No matter what that grand jury decided, I'm still Star, who was with Khalil, and I don't want to be seen tonight. Just heard. A couple of folks glance at Chris with that, "What the hell is this white boy doing out here?" look. He stuffs his hands in his pockets.
"Guess I'm noticeable, huh?" he says.
"You sure you want to be out here?" I ask.
"This is kind of how it is for you and Seven at Williamson, right?"
"A lot like that," Seven says.
"Then I can deal."
The crowds are too thick. We climb on top of a bus stop bench to get a better view of everything going on. King Lords in gray bandanas and Garden Disciples in green bandanas stand on a police car in the middle of the street chanting, "Justice for Khalil!" People gathered around the car record the scene with their phones and throw rocks at the windows.
"Fuck that cop, bruh," a guy says, gripping a baseball bat. "Killed him over nothing."
He slams the bat into the driver's side window, shattering the glass. It's on. The King Lords and GDs stomp out the front window. Then somebody yells, "Flip that motherfucker!" The gangbangers jump off. People line up on one side of the car. I stare at the lights on the top, remembering the ones that flashed behind me and Khalil, and watch them disappear as they flip the car onto its back. Someone shouts, "Watch out!" A Molotov cocktail sails toward the car. Then, woof! It bursts into flames. The crowd cheers. People say misery loves company. But I think it's like that with anger, too. I'm not the only one pissed. Everyone around me is. They didn't have to be sitting in the passenger seat when it happened. My anger is theirs, and theirs is mine. A car stereo loudly plays a record-scratching sound. Then Ice Cube says, "Fuck the police. Coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad 'cause I'm brown." You'd think it was a concert the way people react. Rapping along and jumping to the beat. Devante and Seven yell out the lyrics. Chris nods along and mumbles the words. He goes silent every time Cube says nigga, as he should. When that hook hits, a collective, "Fuck the police!" thunders off Magnolia Avenue, probably loud enough to reach the heavens. I yell it out too. Part of me is like, "What about Uncle Carlos the cop?" But this isn't about him or his co-workers who do their jobs right. This is about 115, those detectives with their bullshit questions, and those cops who made Daddy lie on the ground. Fuck them. Glass shatters. I stop rapping. A block away, people throw rocks and garbage cans at the windows of the McDonald's and the drugstore next to it. One time, I had a really bad asthma attack that put me in the emergency room. My parents and I didn't leave the hospital until like 3 in the morning, and we were starving by then. Mama and I grabbed hamburgers at that McDonald's and ate while Daddy got my prescription from the pharmacy. The glass doors at the drugstore shatter completely.
People rush in and eventually come back out with arms full of stuff.